prophets, as we shall in this book, you can see they were all different. There is no prototype. There are no cookie-cutter prophets. The only thing that was important about them was the message they brought, and that message had better be of God. The warning in the Old Testament concerning false prophets should be alarming to us. If the prophet's message did not come to pass, that was a sign of a false prophet. The whole thing had to do with the message. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing followeth not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. Deuteronomy 18, verse 22. Today, it is hard to see what the message is because of all of the accoutrements around the message. It has come to the point of not being recognized from a biblical standpoint. In some places, the church is being marketed as though it were a business. Christianity is not a commercial commodity or product. I do not see that in the New Testament. What bothers me is the fact that the message gives way and takes second place to the presentation of the message. If the message is presented in a certain way, it is okay regardless if some point is missing. That is my definition of heresy. Heresy is presenting truth, but conveniently leaving out some of the truth. This is happening today through the presentation process we have today. Today, many people are taking the message for granted. The message has lost its meaning over time. With these sons of the prophets, the message has not cost them anything, and for many, they have become bored with the message and are trying to jazz it up somehow. To become bored with the message is the tragedy the church is facing today. Give cultural relevancy first priority. There is a passion today to be relevant. This, I believe, is one of the gods of the modern church. We will go to great lengths to prove that the message fits in nicely with the culture around us. The sons of the prophets assume that their interpretation or presentation of the message is the only correct one. To them, it is important to interpret the message in such a way as to fit present circumstances and culture. They do not want to do anything that would cause any harm or embarrassment to the culture around them. I think G.K. Chesterton was right when he said, "Therefore, it is the paradox of history that each generation is converted by the saint who contradicts it most." And yet to understand the message is to understand how devastating the message is on the culture of any generation, whether it be the New Testament church age or our age today. The message contradicts our culture in every aspect. Some of this has come by way of modern...